Pasuk says in Parashas Kisiso, that Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Mara of the Luchos Achronos, Moshe Rabbeinu had many bakoshes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He matzos ichem be'enecho, idein yos derechecho, pona yelechu v'anichosi loch. Afterwards, there's a Pasuk. After the Rebbeinu Shem said, "Gam asadova azeh shedibarto esek kimitzosachem be'einai v'da'acho b'shem," the pasuk says, "Vayoyimar Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rebbeinu Shleilom, 'Hareini no eskveidecha.' Vayoyimar the Eibishter said, 'Ani ave kol tuvi apanecha.' That's the zgalus of the Ma'ara Nevua of the Luchos Achronos, which were given on Yom Kippur. Rashi Hakodesh tells us." Moshe Rabbeinu saw there was an Eis Rotzin by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Udvarov Mekubalim, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is his is Diburim. Hoisif Lishoil La'Risei Maris Kvedei. So he asked another Bakasha, Hareini Noes Kvedecha. Agoin HaKodesh Abchaskel, Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, learned this Rashi. There wasn't a greater tshuke by Moshe Rabbeinu in his life than Hareini Noes Kvedecha. The biggest tshuke that Moshe Rabbeinu had in his whole life was to be able to see Kved Hashem, Hareini Noes Kvedecha. That was his biggest tshuke. But Kol Zman, he didn't see that it was an Eis Rotzein. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask. He held himself back. Ra Moshe Shaya Eis Rotzein. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it was an Eis Rotzein Udvar of Mekubalim. That's when Hoisef Lishoil La'Risei Maris Kvedei. That's when he asked his Bakasha. What's the limit in this Rashi? The limit in this Rashi is very poshut. There's two musogim that a person has to have in Chedesh Elul. There's a musig of Chedesh Elul that it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It says Yoyim Achonot Yoyim Adin. If that's what the Chedesh Elul is, why was it said over from Kelm that in Kelm, when it came to Rosh Chedesh Elul, people walked into Beis Medrash Rosh Chedesh Elul, Ois Gimutshit, Ois Gaharivit, from the Achana to Elul? If Elul is Sachakal and Achana to Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean that you came to Elul, Ois Gimutshit and Achana to Elul? Elul is Yimei Achana. You don't need an Achana for an Achana. There's a limud that Elul, besides being a limud Zman of Achana to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Adin, besides Elul being 30 days before Yom Adin, Elul itself is a Metzius. Elul is a Metzius of Yimei Rotzein. Elul is a Neis Rotzein. The Mishnah Berurah brings the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah when he talks about Elul, three reasons, three Asmachtes from Psukim that Elul is a Neis Rotzein. Elul in itself, the Zman of an Eis Rotzein. And when it comes in Eis Rotzein, Moshe Rabbeinu was Megalos, that's a time when one can ask his Bakoshes. An Eis Rotzein is a Zman that one has to use the Eis Rotzein. One can't be Mezalzel to an Eis Rotzein. Elul deserves an Achana. Elul needs an Achana because Elul itself is a Zman Miyuchid. Elul in itself is a Zman Miyuchid of being an Eis Rotzein. And how can a person, when he lives in such tumultuous times, the person that lives in times when he's shaken by what happens, how can a person be mezalzel in a Chedesh Elul? How can a person be mezalzel in a matana that the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving him an Eis Rotzein? The Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you an Eis Rotzein in a time when you can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a time when it's mekubal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Koshoyis. There are other times wouldn't be Mekubal. Svarim HaKadoshim HaMegala, that in Chedesh Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom accepts tshuva that he wouldn't accept the whole year. In Chedesh Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom accepts a tefillah that he wouldn't accept the whole year. The Rebbeinu Shalom in Chedesh Elul, when it's an Eis Rotzein, accepts our Maisim on a different level. We're able to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to use Maisim that the whole year aren't Noisechein. In Chedesh Elul there are Noisechein. And we have a Koyach HaTfilah. In Chedish Elul, Danis Filosi Lecha Hashem, Eis Rotzein Aneini Behemet Yishelcha. When it's an Eis Rotzein, it's Vanis Filosi Lecha Hashem. The Tfilos have to be to the Rebbeinu Shalom when it's an Eis Rotzein. And the Rebbeinu Shalom shook us up. The Rebbeinu Shalom shook us up. He shook us up, but he shook us up very well. One Ungelik after another Ungelik as an Achana to Chedish Elul. Just yesterday, the Rebbeinu Shalom took away a younger man, 56 years old, died suddenly in 2 days from an aneurysm in his mayach. A younger man that knew Kolatei Rekula, a younger man that was an Arbitz younger man, of a younger man that was a Talmud Chochem Muflik. That was the last of many, many, many Umgelikin that happened the last 2 weeks. And we have an Eis Rotzein, we have a Zman that's an Eis Rotzein. A Zman that's a Zman, Vanish Vilosi Lecha Hashem. How could one be mezalzel such an Eis Rotzein? How could one not be able to use such an Eis Rotzein? That's why there's a Yom Kippur Katan before Elul. Because Elul needs Achana. Because Elul needs Achana. Elul itself needs an Achana. One has to elevate himself to look an Elul like a person. One has to elevate himself to a different dargah, to live Eluldik, to put himself into the mode of Elul. You have to live under a different matzav in Elul. I heard from Abaron, Lecha Tzadik V'Kadosh Leveracha, that Abaron said, if it says in Shulchan Aruch Adin, that one has to be Nizer and Paspalter, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which probably some of us in our Ashkofa don't understand it. What does it mean? It's a little bit, sounds like being a hypocrite. A whole year I eat Paspalter, comes the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I don't eat Paspalter. What does it mean? Of course it means very simple. When a person is close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he has to fear sich different. He's on a higher level. On a higher level, we ask different bakashas. Rabbi Aaron Zatzal, at Eingefiert in Lakewood, the first time to daven Morgan Avram's mom, was Shabbos Shuva, because he said it's not worse than eating paspalta. What is the limit of this maisa? What is the limit of this maisa? Chodesh Elul, Eitz Rotzein. Things that we do a whole year, Chedish Elul, we have to be minei ourselves from doing Chedish Elul. We have to live on a higher level in Chedish Elul. If Chedish Elul is an Eis Rotzein, and Chedish Elul, it's Allah Lekim Bisrua Hashem Bekeil Shefa. The Yalkut, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Torah is Matik, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that on the first day on Chedish Elul, B'Shas when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, they blew B'Shefer Shele Yitu Acha Avedah Zarah, they shouldn't make a mistake again Acha Avedah Zarah, they should be able to realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Shemayim, they shouldn't do a Chet HaEgel again. Moshe Rabbeinu, they blew Shefer, and it says the Pasik, Ola Lekim B'Sruah Hashem B'Keil Shefer, Rab Shlomo Kluge is Medayik, Dvorim Pshutim, Dvorim Pshutim, that same Ola Lekim B'Sruah Hashem B'Keil Shefer that the Gemara uses, that Chazal uses, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Al Kisedin, and Mishas we blow Shefer, the Rebbeinu Shalom goes from Kisedin to Kisei Rachamim, that same Mitzius can happen on a Chedesh Elul. On the Ola Lekim B'Sruah Hashem B'Keil Shefer under the Chedesh Elul, the Kisheifer can cause a Zman of Rachmim, can cause that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not Yeshev Al Kisedin. Rav Shlomo Kluge tells us a Chedesh Nifla. That if a person is nis'eira from the Elul diket kiyos, and a person is gizeicha in Elul, to be nis'eira the uru yishenim mishinazchem, that uru that we have to wake up from our sleep in Olam Hazeh, from that tardema in Olam Hazeh, that shofar has to cause, that charada that shofar has to cause, that ayitoka b'shofar b'yir v'am lo yechradu, that cheldas yeimadin that shofar has to cause when we hear the shofar in Elul, not on the way running out of a smedrash, standing by the door and chopping around the shofar blazen. It's a shofar blazen that does the same pula like the Rosh Hashanah, the shofar zakrab shleim ekluge. It's all in the kimbel zruah Hashem b'keil shofar. What do you fadin zakrab shleim ekluge? What do you gain from it? Rav Shlomo Kluge tells us, Dvorim Meirohem Admiyeit. Dvorim Meirohem Admiyeit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei Din. The Mekatzik has time to talk. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is sitting Al Kisei Din. And when it's Ola Lekim B'Sruah, Shem Bekel Shofar, then the Rebbeinu Shalom goes on Kisei Rachmim. But the Mekatrik is Chaparayim when he's on Kisei Din. But if we blow Shofar and Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom never is Yeshiv on Kisei Din, because in Elul we were Malah him on Kisei Rachmim already. That's the Yechelis of Chedish Elul. How could we pass such a Yechelis? How could we trample such a Yechelis? How can we live a country life? B'shas Metzkumta Chedish Elul. B'shas Metzidah Bekel Keirah from Elul. Hamnochem Patzavis, Eich Tzadik Levracha, used to say in the Mir that on Elul one can say the Oizduk, Zeicha Elul Levracha. There's only a Zeicha of the Elul from Amol. We only have the Korin of the Zeicha of our Elul. We don't have the Elul anymore. That what used to be an Elul, we only have the Korin of the Elul. But a person that's able to bring back the Elul into his life, a person has the Yechelis to live Elulic, person has the Yechelis to become different. We don't have to be accept, and we don't have to accept that Kaltkeit to Elul. We don't have to accept that it was once an Elul and today it doesn't exist an Elul. A person has the ability to use the Elul, and a person has the ability to use the Elul, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about learning Mesechtes of Shas. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim says that when you have a Mesechta that's not learnt, or you have a mitzvah that's not done, do you know the schar that you get when you use that mitzvah, when you do that mitzvah, when you learn that Mesechta? Maybe we can understand what we get when we use an Elul. But there were times when Klal Yisrael was Kitikuna and everybody was Neseder and Elul was one thing. Today, when there'll be Yechidim that are Neseder and Elul, it's an Aichap and an Elul. You'll get an Elul that was deserving for all of Klal Yisrael. You'll be able to take such a Keich of an Elul. If you used an Elul to live higher, to live on a different standard Elul, to pick up your standard of life Elul, that at once was acceptable. In Elul it shouldn't be acceptable. You should remember it's Elul. One of the Balei Musar in Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of Elul, asked the person what day it is. And the person answered, he doesn't know what day in the Chedish it is. And he told him, Ayid was weiss nicht welcher Tag in Elul is, Tom and ich reden mit him. You don't know where you're standing, it's in Elul, you don't know what day of Elul it is. How can it be you don't know what day of Elul it is? How can you not know which day in Elul it is? How do you know where you're not holding in your Aveda in Elul? Malchus Nikne, the Mishnah says, the Bereise says in Peik Vav Vavis, Malchus is Nikne v'shleishem Mailis. Malchus Yekeinu with 30 Mailis. Which means it's impossible to be Keinu Malchus if you don't have all the 30 Mailis. You need all the 30 Mailis to be a Keinu Malchus. 30 days of Elul, it says in Svarim, are the Shleishem Mailis to be Keinu Malchus. To be Keinu the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. The Hamelech of Rosh Hashanah starts tomorrow. The Hamelech of Rosh Hashanah starts on the Shchedish Elul, starts the Hamelech of Rosh Hashanah. Leichna Gilgal, it says in Pasuk Yishmuel, Leichna Gilgal v'nechadish shom ha-melucha. Let's go to Gilgal and be mechadish over there the melucha. How are you mechadish a melucha? One of the Talmudim that says in the Machzor from the Gaonim that the reason why you blow shofar is because when you mechadish a melucha, when you make a melech, when you mamin a melech, you blow shofar to be mamin a melech. The union of shofar is being mamin a melech. The aschola of being mamin the melech, of making the Rebbeinu Shalom a melech over me. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be my melech. That starts on Shchedish Elul. Avinu Malkeinu, Eilonu Melech Ela Ata. There's a Melech Zokein Viksil. There's a terrible Melech Zokein Viksil who's a Melech over us. There's a Yetzahara who's a Melech over us. There's a Yetzahara who's Shailit over us. A Yetzahara who directs us what's right and what's wrong. A Yetzahara who takes away our sensitivities of what's right and what's wrong. A Yetzahara who takes us on the wrong way many times. And the Yetzahara runs our life. He's a Melech Zokein Viksil. And we come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam from the Shchedish Elul, and we start telling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Avinu Malkeinu, we don't have another Melech. It doesn't exist another Melech. It could be that the Yetzirah is a Moshel. Could be the Yetzirah is a Moshel. The Goyin says that the chilek between Melech and Moshel is a Melech is Barotzin, a Moshel is Balkorchai. From Chedish Elul, we have to be Moshe Meidah, the Rebbeinu Shel Elam, that the Yetzirah is no more Melech over us. We don't accept his Melucha. From today on and further, he's only going to be a Moshel Rachman Olitzlan over us. But a Melech, we only have one Melech. Lechuna HaGilgal. HaGilgal, it says in Chesed Lavram, the word Gilgal with Nkailal is Begematria Elul. Nechuna HaGilgal, go to Chedish Elul, Unechadish Shama Melucha. We have to be Mechadish, the Rebbeinu Shalom should be Melech over us. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be Shailet on our Geshem. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be Shailet on our Dibble. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be Shailet on our Maisim. We should be under Malchus Shamayim. We should be Elul, completely under Malchus Shamayim. We should live with the pressure, with the oil of Malchus Shamayim, with the oil that is the Rebbeinu Olam on the world, never to forget it. That's our Aved of Chedish Elul, Luchuna HaGilgov and the Chavish HaMamalucha. And that's the Shofar of Chedish Elul. The Shofar of Chedish Elul is to awaken a person to accept the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Olam. The Mechaber starts Hilchus Rosh Hashanah with a minig, Noigim Lokim Bashmeres Leimis Lichis. The minig Mnei Svalt Mechaber the Bes Yosef that Noig in Yemeis Elul to get up Bashmeres to say Sliches. Zokt of them the Ramah Uvnei Ashkaz Ein Noig Kein Rak Teikim B'Shefa. Many of us learn the Ramah and maybe we don't say the right pshat in the Ramah. There's many chesroinis that we have in this Ramah. We don't know how to read the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say Ubnei Ashkenaz Ein Noyegin Kein. The Ramah krechtst. The Ramah weint. Vizet dois Ubnei Ashkenaz Israelu. Sinishtok Hatzliches. Sinishtok Hanokim Bashmeres. Ubnei Ashkenaz Ein Noyegin Kein. Vezokti the Ramah said it with a braidkeit. Efshat the Ramah is geschrieben mit Trergen Ubnei Ashkenaz Ein Noyegin Kein. Maybe he was crying and crying that the Bnei Ashkenaz get up 7:30, 8 o'clock in Elul and they don't get up Bashmeres, even if you don't say Sliches. But at least the Noyegin Bashmeres of the Ram Machaber, let's be Mekayim. Bnei Ashkenaz Ein Noyegin Kein. Haktekim B'Sliches. Haktekim B'Tkiyes. Mamo says that a Yid has to hear in the Tkiyes what the Bnei Svad hear in the Sliches. The Ramah says that when you hear a shofar blazen in Elul, it has to poil on the Bnei Ashkenaz. What the Bnei Svad poil when they get up 4 or 5 in the morning to say Sliches and to say you'd give me the Sharachmim. That is Eiris, has to be by you, B'shas Tzkiyes. That's the replacement of the Sliches. It's not a zilzul in the Sliches. There's a replacement in the Sliches. A replacement of a Shofar blazen. A replacement of an Eseiris of Shofar. Of a Sliches zogen that happens b'shas Shofar. That's what the Shofar of Elul is. A Sliches is the Shofar of Elul. Because Elul's Yemei Rotzin. Elul's Yemei Rotzin. Elul's Yemei Rotzin. Shteitan ab Shlema Kluge. Half of a fellow, what does a Yid have to be Mispalel Elul? What does a Yid have to be Mispalel Elul? 30 days of Elul. What does a Yid have to be Mispalel Zakrab Shlem Kluga? A Yid has to be Mispalel 30 days in Elul, that he should be Zeiche. That when it comes Yom Rosh Hashanah, he should be able to shed a tear when he davens. 30 days in Elul, we have to be Mispalel every single day. For what? Zakrab Shlem Kluga. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the mechanic gates not trail for our main Shalom. We should be able to cry when we daven Rosh Hashanah, because that's our only hope. Shahid Moisle in Inalu. We should be able to cry. We should be able to become Nesayre. We need 30 days of Aveda to take off layer after layer after layer of Orla Salev, Omola Shamelekecha, Slavavcha, Vislav Zavadecha, Omalte Mesorla Slavavchem. 30 days of washing ourselves through the Aveda of Elul, that we should be able to have an Elch at Davening Rosh Hashanah, an Elch at cry for the Rebbeinu Shalom Rosh Hashanah. An Aveda of Elul, an Aveda of Yemei An Elul. A matana of the Rebbeinu Shalom Elul that we can have Yemei Ratzim before it comes Rosh Hashanah. Days that we can be miskabel our tefillos. Days that we cleanse ourselves. Days that we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Elul is. Minig Yisrael, that before it comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, we say Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan, just the words alone, let us not get caught up in anything. Just hear the words Yom Kippur Katan. It's a Kleini Yom Kippur. A Kleini Yom Kippur. Elul Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Tshuva. Every Shchedish is a day when one can pile tshuva on things that he can't pile the whole year. It says in the Mishnah, Mesechta Shkolim, Misha Olad Chesomai, Yamten Ale Ada Erev. Somebody lost a chesim that he went to buy, for the Menachos, for the Nesachim. If he lost his chesim, his tzettel, he should wait Ada Erev. The Foshim say that this Mishnah is Meramis, Misha Olad Chesomai. If somebody lost his chesim, everybody knows that Rebbe Shalom gave us chesomis. Rebbe Shalom gave us a chesim of midas ha'emes. Rebbe Shalom gave us a chesim of midas ha'emes, of talking the truth. Let us try and try to talk Musa. Chas v'chalila, betonish red Musa to klal Yisrael Yidin zan heilig sheba heilig, ob ayid meg red Musa to zich, and talk Musa loud, meg red Musa heich. The Heilige Kiddush Slavi says in this week's Parsha, Shavtim, Ayid Zogt Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every single day, Yochai Nama Miachtim Shema Yerba Veika, we're Mespal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He should give us Chain, why? Because we're Mespal Erba Veika, Shema Yisrael, we say Shema, Ba'apamayim Ba'ava, Shema Imrim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zogt the Heilige Kiddush Slavi, Dvorm Nirom Admiyeit, a Yid comes and says, Shema Yisrael in the morning, Atem Sisuni Chativ Achas, you made me one in this world. The Rebbeinu Shalom starts being Mishabeach Klal Yisrael. And the Mekatrik comes to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Mekatrik says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a week ago, this person was sitting in business, and somebody called him up and asked him, what happened? You owed me money, where's the money? And you answered him, you sent him a check in the mail. So lehoya v'le nivra, it was shekel. So the Heilige Kedushas Levi comes to gain the Mekatrik and says, what are you going to spoil the Yid? He's saying, Shema Yisrael, the Yid is a shakran. He said, shekel in business. So Shema Yisrael is also shekel. And the Rebbeinu Shalom takes the Shema Yisrael and throws it away. As he's taking Kedushas Levi, Rachmona litzlon, what happens when the Aveira of shekel? What happens from shekel? The Heilige Shlakob says that the only thing that you're allowed to hit a child, and it's talking about hitting with her to a kala, the only thing that you're allowed to hit a child is for saying shekel shteit nishla kodesh. Because midas ha-shekel is the shekel, the hyper of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's emes, and we are light from shekel. I don't have to say how much we light from shekel. How much we light from shekel. From his lies, from his truths, how much we lied from shekel, how much we don't say the 100% the truth, how much we live a life of deceiving people, how much we deceive ourselves, and how much we deceive others. We come a life of deceiving people. That's the life of shekel. Mishaovat chesamai, we lost our chesam of emes. Skumtan erv reshchedish, yamtan ad erev. Skumtan erv reshchedish, we have to get back midas emes. Chodesh Elul, why do we have an Elul? Who brought us an Elul? Who brought us the Elul? Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. Esav Arasha had 6 months of the year. 6 months belonged to Esav, 6 months belonged to Yaakov. And Chodesh Elul, Yaakov Avinu, pulled away from him. Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. Azeshtet Megala Mukes. In the Ekev of Esav, the last months of the year, Yaakov Avinu pulled it away from him. Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. Esav, it says in Chazal, Do Shov Sheberasi Ba'ilamei. Esav is the sheker of the world. Yaakov is the titan emes liyakov. If one wants to know with what koyach you pull away the Esav, what koyach do you have to have Elul? What koyach do we have to be misgaber on Elul? With midas emes we have a koyach to be misgaber on Elul. Emes, living with emes to yourself, knowing yourself, not narring yourself. 50% of the time why we don't do tshuva the way it should be is because we deceive ourselves. We deceive. We try to live in a false life. We try to narr ourselves that we're really good. We're not so bad. We put the bad of ourselves into the closet and we only look at our good part. That's the emes that we hide. The emes of how a person talks emes. How a person talks not the truth. How we are not ruggled to talk the emes. We all suffer from not talking the emes. Ben Adam l'chaveira, ben Adam l'amakim. Comes the Shchedish Elul, it comes Erev Shchedish Elul. You want to have an Elul. You want to take away the Elul from Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha is Midas HaShekel. To take away the Elul, we have to have Midas HaEmes. We have to be Dovuk in the Emes. Let's try for the Meya Elul to be Dovik in the Midas HaEmes, to work with the Emes, to work with the truth, to work with the truth. It says in Eretz Tzvi that the Heilige Kotzki Rebbe said that the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, what's the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah? The Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is on Midas HaEmes. And that's the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. The Emes the mensch is. How much is the person living a true life? How much of him is false and how much of him is Emes? Because we all know what it means, living emes. How much we are rochik from living a true life. How much we don't live the truth. We have to live the emes, because that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. We have to do tshuva, amidas emes. Amidas emes, we have to do tshuva. It's obet chesamai. We lost the chesam of midas emes. It's yamtna the erev. There's other chesamis that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. There's other chesamis that Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. We say twice a day when one's mekayim the mitzvah seser of achalta v'savata v'erachta. One's mekayim the mitzvah seser the reise of benching. And one says in benching, Mishel Eoma bris v'teira l'yotzi yidei chayvasei. And one says in benching, al teroscha shalim adetanu v'al brischa shachesamta v'vsareinu. There's a chesam in a person. There's a chesam of brismila in a person. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave a chesam in a person that the person is Kaddish, you belong to me. It's a chesim, it's a meridik chesim that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave. Misha Ovet Chesomai Yamtna the Erev Yom Kippur Katan is a zman to do tshuva and chesomai. Yom Kippur Katan, it says in Svarim, is a zman when one can do tshuva and chesomai. One can be mamet the chesomai back to where it should be. We know very well in today's day, in today's streets, in today's Olam Hazeh, it's very hard for a person to be ogi-eaten, that the chesim should be completely ogi-eaten. It's very hard for us to keep the chesim b'kidusha. Yom Kippur Katan is a time when we can do tshuva, and we can be mekabel on ourselves, that in these 51 days until Hashana Rabbah, 51 days we have till Hashana Rabbah, Eis Tzara is a terrible time. Eis Ratzin is Yimei Elul. The difference between Eis Tzara and Eis Ratzin is 51. These are the 51 days from the Shchedish Elul until Hashana Rabbah. That's how we make an Eis Ratzin. And the Iker is the Aschala. The Iker is the Yom Kippur Katan. The Kabbalah that one is going to make now. A Kabbalah, a Emistiki Kabbalah. But why is it? A question that all of us ask. Why is it that one can today, by Yom Kippur Katan, say Vidui for Rav Nissen Goyen, and cry to Rebbeinu Shalom on his Averis, and Be'emes become Tzibarachim on everything that he did, and be Mekabel on himself that will become better, and suddenly life returns to normalcy. Life returns to normalcy. Maybe we should ask a better kasha. Why is it that Rebbeinu Shalom can bring patch one after another? Patch that should Be'emes, Tzinamen Amench, when one hears that if Freud gets killed 5:30 in the morning and leaves over children in the house, whose heart doesn't melt? Whose heart doesn't melt when you hear a 15-year-old Rabacha was killed? 15-year-old! Haben Yakeli Ephraim! Haben Yakeli Ephraim! Atay Yiddish Kind! Zocher Eskirani Oid! What could have come more from this child if he would have lived? How much more Torah? How much more Ribi Kvet Shemayim? How much more Avedus Hashem? How many days could have come out of him? Zocher Eskirani Oid! What more could have come out of him? And we go back to our lives as normal. Go back to our lives as normal, one tragedy after another, one umglik after another, one Yad Hashem after another. Why is it that we don't get to read it? Eliyahu HaNavi,
Eliyahu HaNovi was on Har Carmel. There was never in history as how often is galus in Kvet Shemaim like there was in Har Carmel. The Rebbeinu Shlom showed klar as the emes is mitten bereilom the Nevi Abal zen a shekel. What happened the next day? What happened the next day? What happened next day? If the Abal wanted to kill him, how's that possible? Yesterday from the Chivizim the emes. Yesterday from the Chivizim klar the emes. As the emes is mitten Rebbeinu Shlom. The eish is arugim kum far the Oivdei Hashem. How is it possible that Oivdei Abal wanted to kill Eliyahu a day later? What does it mean? Pasuk it says when Eliyahu was in the Mara hiding, the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to go out of the Mara, and the Rebbeinu told him Le Beruach Le Beish Le Berash Hashem, the way it says in the Pesukim, Le Beish Le Beruach Le Berash Hashem. Not in the Eish and not in the Ruach and not in the Rash is the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is only bekeiled Mama Dako. I saw in the Sefer Davar Nifle. Davar Nifle, I don't know if I'm going to say it over right, I'll say it over the way I understand it. What is the touch? Keil, Dumama, Daka. If you look at Mefarshim, you'll see that it's a Peladike touch. Keil means a noise, Dumama means Shtika. And the Mefarshim is in Nach Mitchezich, how the Chayach Keil, Dumama. So it has to be such a Keil that looks like Shtika, a Keil that has in it Shtika and has in it Keil. All the Mefarshim are Nach Mitchezich. What is the touch of Keil and Dumama? How do you have Keil and Dumama together? The two things are two opposites. The two things are two opposites. Koil and Mama go together. There's a Moyodike Gilui in this Mara Navua. The Gilui in this Mara Navua is that there could come a Rash, there could come an Eish, and there could come a Ruach. There could come a Ruach Sa'ara, there could come a tornado, there could come a Rash, God oil of tragedies, there could come Eish. Does anybody realize? I don't know exactly, because I don't, Baruch Hashem, don't follow the news. But if anybody realize how much of America was burnt this summer, and we don't open our eyes, how many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of acres was burnt in America? What is the Rebbeinu Shlom feared the Welt, or somebody else feared the Welt? The Rebbeinu Shlom feared the Welt. Why is he burning down America? Why was thousands and thousands and thousands of acres burnt down? And why don't we get Nesera? Because this Eiris of Rash, this Eiris of Eish, this Eiris of the Ruach Sa'ara only touches the Neshama and doesn't touch the Guf. The Guf stays the same Guf as before. The Neshama becomes Nesera, but the Guf is the same exact Guf as before. The Guf is the same, the Guf doesn't change. You know when the Yehag and the Eiris? When there's a Koil and a Dumama at the same time. The Koil to be Ma'ira, the Neshama, but you mashtik the Guf. You have to take the Guf and be mashtik it. There has to be Dumama. You have to be make the Guf Shtika. Loi Matzasi le Guf Taiv Mishtika touch the Heiliges Vasemes. I didn't find anything better for the Guf than to be mashtik the Guf, than to quiet down the Guf, than to take the Guf and quiet it. Don't give it snach. Don't give the Guf after, don't let him go after its tivus. Don't think that you'll give the Guf what it needs and then you'll be able to do it after Hashem. After Hashem, Guf needs Dmama. Guf needs to be quieted. Guf needs Shtika. Nishbechinam, if I'm wrong, but I think that Guf and Dmama are the same gematria. Koil Dmama Daka. The Koil of Tshuva is not enough. If you're not going to give with it a Dmama, if you're not going to give with it a Shtika to the Guf, the Koil won't do anything. Es kommt a Chedish Elul. It's not enough the Koil, it's not enough the Rash, it's not enough the Ruach, it's not enough the Eish. We're not Nesera from that. We can come Nesera, but we go back to our normal lives. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yoyim tzu'akti laila negdecha. Zog David HaMelech in Tehillim, the Heilig Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz had geteitscht. David HaMelech zogt, Yoyim tzu'akti, by day I could daven b'keilis of Rakim, by day I could learn Teire, Yoyim tzu'akti, el rachmona litzlam, the laila can be negdecha, the laila can be anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the laila can be such nights that see completely anti what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, taiva and taiva and taiva, noch taiva, noch taiva, again nekdecha. Why is that? Because if we're not mastic the goof, if we don't stop being mephanic the goof with all kind of tanuga elam azeh, there is no eitzah of the keil. The keil without the mama is not going to help. The keil without the mama is not going to help. We need to have a dmama. We have to be mastic the goof. We can't make sigufim. Our gufim, the Rebbe Kadmonim told us that's not for the rabbim to ask from sigufim, but to be mamayit from adanim, to be mamayit from oylam azeh, to be mamayit from oylam azeh. That's nitzchis. That's nitzchis. That's not. That's never mortal. That inyan of not being oisik in oylam azeh, not being oisik in oylam azeh, business safe. You don't have to break the bone and take out the marrow from the bone. Eat edel, nicht bis zum letzten Trop, nicht all the oilem haze, nicht all the nash, nicht all these gashmis. Chedish el, put away the gashmis a little bit. Show the Rebbein Shalom that you want to be mastic the goof. Then we'll hear the koil of el. Then we'll hear the koil shofar. Then we'll hear the koil shofar. Then we'll hear the koil of the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom's koil will talk to us. Then the Rebbein Shalom's koil will talk to us. We'll be able to hear the koil of the Rebbein Shalom's shofar. We have to remember. We have to make Kabbalahs. Kabbalahs b'li neda, because Kabbalahs with a neda is megara the yetzahara. Kabbalahs. We have to change our lives. A little bit less gashmias. Put away one thing that you're used to eating. Another thing that you're used to eating. Not go at night into all the places around and around where you go after you finish learning at night, then you go and have an ice cream, you go and have a whatever other types there are on the streets. Be menei yourself, Chedish Elul. Chedish Elul, you have to be mashtik the goof. In Heilig in Noam Alamelech, it says, if a person has a midah ra, if a person has a midah ra, and 40 days he stays away from the midah ra, he's able to break the midah. We have 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. It's a new pshat in the Abayim Yom. That we should leave go our midas rois. And then we come to Yom Kippur, we come clean Yom Kippur. We come with a white kittel Yom Kippur. Because we're able to clean our midas rois. Let us accept on ourselves. 40 days! 40 days of leaving go our midas rois. 40 days of Shmir Seinayim. 40 days of Shmir Samachshava. 40 days of Minias Hamachal Amadanim. 40 days of not talking what you shouldn't talk. 40 days of less bitl teira. 40 days of more li'in and teira. 40 days of better tefillah. All these things will stay forever. Because if we mastik the goof, we'll have a killed mama daka. That's where you kind of the Rebbein Shalom. That's where you come to say it the way it should be. So Rebbein Shalom helfen, that we should be zeicha all to do tshuva the way Rebbein Shalom wants. We should be zeicha to use the Elul, to use the Rebbein Shalom's matana, the heilige take from Elul, the ischotze from Elul, to be able to use it, to become closer to Rebbein Shalom, to be mekayim, the anile deidi. And then we'll be zeicha. Elzayim be'ezus Hashem v'deidi li. The Rebbein Shalom should be zeicha all of us, should be mezaka all of us with a ksivah simeteva and a good givenchtiyah.